Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Lending Forward podcast. I am your host this week. My name is Eliza Delgado, and I am joined with Angela Pusella, who is one of our excellent coaches with Keller Williams. Angela, introduce yourself, what it is that you do, and we will jump off from there.
Yes. So I'm so excited to be here. I am a productivity coach within Keller Williams Realty, and I serve several market centers across Eastern North Carolina. And one of my roles here in our offices is to make sure that our agents are in production. So they're not only getting into the business, it could be someone that's actually been in the business for a while. And so it's just accountability around hitting their goals and around a couple of lead programs that our office generates for agents at every level. So I run a couple of lead programs based on newer agents getting into the business and coach and train those agents to convert those leads. And I also have developed lead programs for some of our top agents, more independent-based agents rather than teams, to be able to kind of create or have more leads coming in as an independent agent versus like a team that may have like a big website. So play a couple of different roles. My number one role is making sure that agents have the business they need to create the lives that they desire to live. Okay. So
first of all, so I'm super passionate about this. And I know we talked about this at length the other day when we were planning for this discussion. One of the things that I love about you and your role and even just the topic of this podcast, you know, the idea that came out was, you know, your life is dictated by the quality of questions that you ask. So that's like your business, your personal life, you know, the experience that you're having, that's all attributed to the quality of your questions. So talk to me about that concept a little bit and how you really help agents, you know, internalize that and then, you know, flesh it out through their business practices.
Yeah, I think so often people get into our industry, you know, for several reasons. One of the main reasons people get into our industry is they want flexibility, right? They want a better quality of life. And, you know, a lot of times they don't know what questions to ask, right? So they also sometimes see or have this, you know, misconception in some ways that they get into the business, it's really easy, they can make a lot of money. And so, you know, questions, the quality of the questions that I ask agents help me determine whether or not they're really going to be committed to something. So largely what I focus on is helping agents get into production. So that means getting them to take action, right? And so whether I'm talking to an agent or I'm talking to a buyer or seller, right, the quality of the question that we ask the person on the other side of the conversation is going to determine what how deep we go and how much information we learn. And so people are connected to emotion, right? And so when we ask great questions, whether that's like, for instance, Eliza, and, you know, talking to me about this podcast, it's, you know, the deeper we go with our questions, the deeper our relationships are, right? And the more connection we have to the person that we're working with. So I'm really big on questions. I think that's a big part of what I do is to get people to think out of the box. And to really kind of reframe our appointments. Like for instance, with real estate agents, we go on, you know, listing appointments and buyer appointments, right? And what we really go on are consultations, right? And so reframing that so that we're asking the right questions, so we're developing the relationships that ultimately turn out to create business opportunities. And not only that, but just opportunities for life, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So obviously we're in very similar industries, which means, you know, our business models are very similar in terms of developing both B2B and B2C relationship nurturing practices. So we talked about that, you know, and the idea of, you know, the quality of the questions and also, you know, not kind of staying in that surface of, oh, I checked the list of doing my quarterly phone call or, you know, text message contacts, but really diving deep in, you know, what can make those clients for life or partnerships for life. So, you know, when we talk about these ideas of, you know, building really strong relationships and making those investments and all that kind of stuff. You know, one of the other ideas that we talked about was when you're building those relationships or you're biting off something new with a new partnership, the notion of in this business that we're in, it's okay to fail forward, and then also doing it quickly enough that you've created and being able to rebound successfully enough that you can just jump right back in and building that resiliency. But we also talked about the idea of the thinking time that it takes to be intentional, to be in those relationships, and also to adjust when you're failing forward. I love that idea of kind of, you have to have some flexibility in this model or in this business in terms of the relationship building, because also relationships take time. We all know that, and nothing in this season especially happens in a vacuum. So how are you helping agents specifically? And I know you've done this even for lenders, kind of connecting lender partners together, in terms of, hey, you've got this product and you've got this product, maybe you guys can work together. How are you talking through, you know, like the building the resiliency and building the confidence to fail forward and that thinking time to adjust?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to questions. So for example, right, you're a lender and you're trying to get to know real estate agent, right? Or get to know real estate agents. I think that's probably a very common thing that many of your listeners are facing daily, right? That's that business to business contact. And, you know, when we sit down, how prepared are we? Like, what questions are we going to ask? And you tied into that and said that relationships are built over time. Well, they are. Well, you can probably think of a time that you met someone and they asked really phenomenal questions, right? You walked away from that conversation wanting to know that person more, right? Feeling impacted from that conversation. And so one of the exercises that I encourage our agents to do before an appointment, I encourage really anyone, if you're going on an appointment, you know, what questions do you plan to ask? And what questions do you anticipate will need to be asked in order to get that person to share the information that you need to know in order to help them move forward, right? We're not in a sales business, we're in a relationship business. And so when we talk about, you know, our questions and what we're asking, I think also being able to ask the questions of how we can do better, right? And so as someone, I'm in this role, just under 18 months in this role, now have multiple market centers. I've definitely been through the failing forward very quickly and had to. And I think looking back and reflecting on what we can do differently, being able to ask the questions, right, of ourselves as well, not just how could I have done it differently, how could I have impacted more people, right? And so I think about the questions that a lender would maybe ask an agent that they're wanting to get to know. And I think so often we might ask some questions of how can we help you? You know, what can we do for you today? Is there anything we can help you with? And those are surface level questions, right? I think about that, relating that to like a buyer or seller, right? We have to go deeper than that. We have to find out what's important to them. So like from a lender perspective with an agent in building that relationship, why is that agent in the industry they're in? Why are they in real estate? What do they choose to do? What do they choose to spend their time in the industry? What has that done for them? What has that not done for them, right? Where do they feel like they could improve, right? And those sometimes are open-ended questions so that it allows you to kind of go further down that rabbit hole with them.
Yeah.
The deeper we can go, the more we know. A lot of times, I think it's such a missed opportunity that lenders who want to have relationships with agents, they have no idea how much business that person wants to do. Okay. So we may ask like, hey, you know, what is your business plan for 2024? Go deeper than that. What does that do for you whenever you accomplish that goal? What would happen if you didn't accomplish that goal? Who's impacted by that? Right. And so the people that I feel like I have the closest relationship are people that are going to make me think deeper. And they're really going to ask the questions that make me go deep on thought to really understand what my commitment is, right? And sometimes I think we don't get asked those questions. So I feel pretty grateful because I'm a part of an organization that definitely relies a lot on thinking time, right? And relies a lot on going deep and understanding the value of the questions that we ask and how that can impact the quality of the life that we live. But I don't know that everyone's exposed to that. And I don't think that that's always a way that people are necessarily brought up, yeah. right? So a lot of times we're brought up to ask yes and no questions, especially in a sales related role. And I think what we have to do is switch our mindset to really understand the value of who we're talking to on the other side of the conversation. And how can I really understand what, because it's not about how many transactions an agent wants to do in a year. It's about what that does for their life, for the people that are involved in their life, for the organizations that they're passionate about, right? For the people that they're passionate about helping. And I think until you really know that, you really don't have that relationship. That's all about a number.
Yeah. And I think that all points back to the power of understanding your own why, and then you can match up your values to other people that you can really serve with that excellence, right? Because it's really hard to connect with someone who doesn't know why they want to do something or doesn't know what their motivation is. They just know there's opportunity there. I guess I'm just going to dive in.
Yeah. And that's really common, right? That's really common.
And there's also nothing wrong with that necessarily, but you're going to have more bumps in the road working with that person, or if that's how you navigate your own business, as opposed to having a more clearly defined standard, you know, which is how you identify your relationships and how you identify your business opportunities that could be profitable mutually. So one of the other things that we talked about, which I really loved, is when you don't know what the problem is, you're just going to throw money around. Or if you don't know what to ask for, you just say, well, just pay for this breakfast. So, you know, that goes back to that idea of really understanding good questions and working with people who ask good questions so that you can serve them properly and also be served properly. It's a two-way street.
Yeah. Well, and I think that goes back to kind of like what we had talked about, like failing forward. I mean, being comfortable with that and understanding that. So real relationships are built on the challenges, right? They're built on being in the trenches with someone. You think back about all the people that are really special or important in your life. You've been through a lot with them. It's not always rainbows and sunshine, right? And so being able to have real conversations, and we earn the right to do that by making deposits into that relationship and by asking the right questions and knowing what's important to someone, in kind of really like tying that in and saying, like, we throw money at challenges, right? And that happens a lot in real estate, by the way. So lots of agents come in and they think, well, I'm going to buy a lot of leads, or, you know, and maybe lenders think that that's an opportunity too, right? We've kind of talked about that. They may be asked to do that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think it's really understanding like what the true root is before we say, hey, you know, let's buy leads, let's do this. Most people have enough relationships, or they know enough people in this little thing, this database that we carry around with us all the time, to actually create the business that we want to have. It's just, we're not willing to have those conversations. Yeah. So we're more eager to go out and buy the business than we are to develop the relationships that already exist in our world. And so I say that the same thing. I'm sure that that's also, I don't think that that's just indicative of real estate. I think that that probably shows up in any type of relationship-based business, right? Where it's really about creating opportunities. And so, you know, if I'm out there right now and I'm a lender and I'm working to get business with agents, because we know our industry is changing. It's always changing, but it's changing rapidly and awkwardly right now. So it's really hard to know what works and doesn't work, which is why we have to have a great list of questions to ask people we're going to get into business with. Right. So as a lender, I would think you need to have an exceptional list of questions that you're going to ask. And that would be the thinking time of jotting down every question I can potentially think. What questions do I have to ask in order to get the answers, right? In order to understand that person, and then also understand their business. Right. Because in our business, that is very true. We're inundated daily with things of, oh, it's only a subscription of X amount of dollars a month, or, you know, buy these leads. We have qualified leads we'll send you, you know, daily. Well, there's a million of those. Right. And so they're all vying for our time. And it's understanding where to put our money and our energy so that we have a good return on our investment. And also we feel like the relationships are reciprocal, right? Especially when we're talking about like a lead share. I know we went kind of and have that conversation earlier about that. It's understanding where, you know, what does this do and how does this help both of us?
Yeah.
I think we're eager to get into that because that's like the thing that we know, that's like the easy answer of what someone might be looking for or sponsor this luncheon or XYZ. And it's really what is important to their business. That might not be the thing that you need to do at all.
So along those lines, you know, one of the other things that we talked about, and I'm guilty of this too, of just saying, well, we've got to go back to basics, which I do think the fundamentals and the basics and having proficiency in what those things are, they do matter because, and they matter more than ever because you have to understand the building blocks of your business to understand which way you're going upwards from. But one of the other things that we talked about is the basics still have to have a plan around them, and that's where you can be innovative. So we talked about, you know, a couple of different examples of how people are going back to the basics, but they're not doing the innovation around leveraging those opportunities like open houses or like other things like that. So talk to me about, you know, how you're coaching, you know, agents and how you're coaching these teams on, you know, the innovation around what existed before, but making it more modern and what it needs to be for really building your business now.
Well, I think this is kind of one of the things I always really hone in on when people say, let's go back to the basics. We should never stop doing the basic. Basics are like standards. So like I encourage you, if that is something that you're regularly saying about your business, is that you don't have basics. If you have to get back to them, you didn't have them. Okay. So, right. And so what we really mean is let's go back to the standards. Well, standards are no matter what, right? If that's a standard, it happens no matter what. So define the standards, one, right? And so, and then secondly, I think what kind of to tie into where you were going, we have to be strategic and systematic around how we spend our time. So it's time on task over time. That's what delivers results. Now, this is the challenge in our industry, is that people in our industry, I'm going to tell you a secret, they don't like consistency because it's not sexy and it's not fun and it's not new. So it's boring, right? It's boring. It's repetitive. Oh my goodness. You do the same thing every day. And right. And so that is where the money is. And that's also a longer play, right? So time on task over time. And so we have to be strategic and systematic in what we're doing. And I think that's something definitely failing forward for me is that I have to take people who don't like to do things consistently and show them the value of doing them consistently and have to make it fun. So that's a challenge that we've run into as a brokerage. And I'm pretty sure this is an industry-based thing. Actually, I know it is that we have to create variety in those same tasks in order for the person to still kind of get excited about it and get committed to it. Does that make sense? So we say going back to the basics, it's really, have we created and know what our standards are? The second thing that we really have, I mean, it's really not that. It's more of how do we create fun and excitement around it in order to keep going? And that's something that I've had to really work at. And over the last, really over the last probably 60 days, 60 to 90 days, it's been one of the hardest times because engagement drops off when you're going and going and going and there isn't the variety. So we've had to add variety into the same things that we're doing. You mentioned open houses. So I think this is kind of, this is a huge area of opportunity for agents and lenders. Okay. So our industry is changing. We know that we're, you know, if you are, have lived under a rock for the last couple of weeks to months, especially over the last probably week, you know that even the way that we as real estate agents work with our clients is changing significantly, right? Our opportunity for buyers is different. We don't even know what that looks like yet, but that's changing, right? Our industry, we can't ignore that. So what we really have to think about is where is our opportunity and what does that look like? And I think open houses are a phenomenal opportunity. I just think there are ways that we could do it differently, right? And so most of the time, correct me if I'm wrong, the lenders are asked to sponsor open houses and events, right? That's probably one of the biggest things that you're asked to invest in. And how do we create more business from that? right? If we're really smart and we're looking at it, we're thinking, how do I get the most return on investment? And so open house opportunities really aren't, I mean, if we're being very strategic about it, they really exist to get more listings. Okay. Yeah. And really, how am I helping, if I'm a lender, how am I helping agents to do that? Because we may not be able to do lead share the same way that we did before, based on some of the things that are happening in our world around real estate and the way that agents work with buyers. And when that changes, we have to be able to pivot and shift, just like with COVID, right? We had to pivot and shift. And, you know, think of restaurants. There were restaurants that pivoted and they knocked it out of the park. They had more profit than they'd ever had before. And you have others that completely went out of the business. Okay. Same thing for agents. So right now we're in this weird kind of moment where we have to pivot and shift. I don't think it's anything new, but when we're strategic, we're thinking about what are the opportunities we have. If I have more listings, which in my opinion, that's the number one underutilized focus for real estate agents, because they think it's hard. I won't say any of it. None of it's easy. Getting a listing right now can be more challenging. There are less listings on the market. There's more competition for that, right? However, that's a miniature billboard. It's a miniature billboard for the agent. That's a miniature billboard for the loan officer. Okay. That's important, right? And those relationships are important. And we're still going to sell the house, right? We're going to sell the house because those other homeowners in the area also want, right? They want to be able to choose their neighbor. So I think there's just a missed opportunity with open houses. I think there's a lot of focus around, I just show up to the open house and people should come. Well, you know, that isn't how it works, right?
There's, and so planning, there's the event, there's post planning execution.
Yeah. So I'd love to have a lender that came to us and said, hey, I'd rather help you host your open house and let's focus on buyers and sellers. And here's my plan. And this is how we're going to do it. And we're going to work together so that there's an outcome here, right? We're going to have a consistent, or a systematic way to stay in contact with these people. I think that's the other challenge too. We pay a lot of money for leads.
Yeah.
And then they're never followed up on.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's industry standard.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not just real estate. I think it's in general, people pay a lot of money to have business in their database. And then they do a really crappy job keeping up with it. I mean, we're all guilty of that. Right. And so how do we change that? I think that to me, you had asked a question, you know, what are the best strategies for generating new leads right now? And I believe it's just the one that you're committed to. And there's a difference between being interested in something and being committed to something.
Yeah.
A very big difference.
And that's right? That's the mic drop of the whole podcast today.
That's it, right? Yeah. What are you committed to? Yeah. Because your commitment level is something you're willing to do no matter what. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it looks like outside. It doesn't matter what's going on in the industry. You're fully committed and you're not going to stop until you accomplish that goal. And there's a lot of opportunities that we're interested in. I think it's finding the ones that you're truly committed to. So whether you're a lender, whether you're an agent, it's what are you committed to doing and putting that time on task over time to deliver the results. You know, once you have a foundation and the foundation is solid, then you can get creative. But you first have to have the foundation of what that is. And I think it's asking the right questions to know what you're truly committed to.
Yeah.
Right. If you can say to me, hey, Angela, if I called you at the end of the day and you haven't, you know, hit your number of the number of people you need to talk to today and it's time to go. And, you know, would you leave the office? Right. And if I can say, well, yeah, I can just get back at it next week and make up. That's not a commitment. Right. The commitment comes when we're willing to do it. And so we have to be willing to ask ourselves, what are we really committed to? And what are we willing to absolutely not let anything else get in the way? There are fewer of those things. That's the ticket. There are way fewer of those things in our world that we're willing to commit to than we're interested in. So there really should only be a very small few things that you're that committed to in your business. And that's where you go deep. And you've got to find other agents that are in that same, or not necessarily agents, but like, let's say it's the lender, let's say it's the agent. You've got to find people that have those things in common. So that's how you can build those relationships.
Yeah.
But you don't know if you don't ask the right questions.
Yeah. And I think that also goes back to, you know, like you have to understand, you know, who are the people that are committed versus just interested in terms of who you build your partnerships with. Am I building this partnership with someone who's really just interested and they really just kind of want to play around or have that surface
That's right.
level instead of going deeper because you know they're committed, they're in it for the long haul, and the minute things get hard, they're not going to be the ones that dip on you.
Yeah.
So I love that distinction and being able to give people the language to help discern between one or the other. Now, with all that being said, obviously we could probably talk for hours and hours and hours, and I think we'd probably have you back on the podcast because I just love this conversation. I think it's so valuable. But I know your time is valuable. So with that being said, we're probably just going to wrap it up here with one last question, which I think is so powerful, which is, how are you lending it forward, Angela Pacella?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I think, looking at opportunities that we can help other people grow, right? So this morning we had, a coaching session in our Keller Williams New Bern office. Woohoo! Mumfest is this weekend. We had an opportunity to bring in another agent, someone that I've had a relationship with for many years, and to be able to pour back into her business. So it gave her the opportunity to stretch her leadership lid, and to lead our agents and talk about how she had built her business. And at the same time, it gave the opportunity for the agents in our office to pour back into her business through referrals and to help establish relationships. So I think it's being a connector and connecting people to opportunities. And that's such a privilege to get to do every day. And for me, it's like, if I do that one, if that's the one thing I get to accomplish is to connect somebody with an opportunity that can change their life or just even move them forward, just move the needle a little bit, that's a win. So I love it. And I get to do it every day. It's not easy, but I get to do it every day, which is pretty cool.
Well, I love that and I adore you. So thank you so much for lending your voice to the Lending Forward podcast today. I'm so glad we could have you with us. I'm honored that I get to work with you on a regular basis and not everybody gets to do that. So thanks for sharing your voice and helping inspire some people by listening today.
Thank you for inviting me to be on. I really appreciate it.
And we'll hopefully have you back soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.